The Inside Aperture podcast introduces you to the experts who use Apple's professional image management application to organize, edit, and output their pictures. Each show features tips and techniques that will help you improve the quality of your photography and bring efficiency to your workflow.
This is Derek Story, and I'm with Senior Product Manager for Aperture, Joseph Shore. And Joe, we're going to talk about a little bit about color management today. We must be out of our minds.
Yeah, it's a pretty gnarly topic. And I can tell you that we get asked a lot of questions about it all the time. So I thought, let's talk about what you touch in Aperture that involves color management. There's basically only three areas. And if people understand where those areas are and what the benefits are from using these, I think it will go a long way in making the whole color management story easier to deal with.
Yeah, at the top here, I mean, I think we should say that Aperture handles a lot of this heavy lifting for us. And I think the real key to having some success here is knowing these key points where we do have to pay attention, do have to make a couple decisions, and then hopefully a little trial and error and off to the races we go. So let's start at the beginning. Let's start with on screen.
So the big challenge here, and this is really what the whole color management story is about, is that your screen can display image data differently than the device that you print to, and one display is different from another. And we're looking for consistency and predictability so that this is all about the image that you see on screen. You get the colors just right. You really want that to look the same when you print. And we talked to so many photographers where this walk over to the printer is this sort of dreaded grab bag of who knows what I'm going to get. And you know how this goes. You print, doesn't look quite right. You go back, you twiddle some settings in the printer driver, or maybe you even play with your image and you print again and it's a little too this or a little too that, and then you do it again and, man, you waste a lot of paper going back. It's a very trial and error-ish sort of process, right? So the first thing in Aperture that we do in the color management space to help make that more predictable is on-screen proofing. And what that is designed to do is to show you right on screen what that exact image that you have in front of you is going to look like when printed to a specific printer. Now, to make that work, step one is you got to have a printer profile. You have to have a color sync profile for your particular printer. And, you know, ideally this is a profile that you've created for the exact piece of hardware that's sitting on your counter over there. But most printers actually ship with some stock color sync profiles. And these are profiles that are based on a particular printer using a particular set of inks, because some printers will support a variety of different ink types, and also a specific paper type. So it is going to make a difference. You have to have the right profile for your particular printer with this particular ink and using that exact paper. There's a different profile for every, you know, different type of paper stock that you might use. So you want to add those to your system. You just put them in the ColorSync profiles location that all applications that use ColorSync read from. And if they're there, when you go into Aperture and you're setting the view, you can turn on on-screen proofing and choose that profile. And when you turn it on, the image is going to shift. The display is going to change. The colors are going to change depending upon what the printing capabilities of that device are based on the profile that you're using. So what this means is if you've created an image with this stunning blue sky and it looks great on screen, but you're using blues, you have blues in this image based on what you took and how you've adjusted it that your particular printer is not capable of producing. I mean, there's far more limitations in the range of colors that most printers can produce than what you're going to see on a beautiful cinema display. You're going to know that now, because when you turn on-screen proofing, that color is going to shift right away. And now you know that, boy, it looks really vibrant on screen, but it looks really flat and kind of green with this on-screen proofing turned on. We just saved you a sheet of paper because you don't have to print that. The idea now is to keep on-screen proofing turned on while you make whatever adjustments are necessary to get the appropriate result from your printer. If the printer was able to print all those colors that you had originally, in other words, if you turn on-screen proofing, you don't see this shift, then ColorSync is doing its job and everything will look the same without you having to make further adjustments. But the real value in the on-screen proofing capabilities is that you can kind of see where you do need to change, where you do need to maybe pull back saturation to prevent colors from going out of gamut, or where you do need to make some shifts in tone. And, you know, then you're going to get a much, much more predictable and nice-looking result when you do go to the printer finally.
And you get to see this right away. I forget, when was this in 1.5 where the thumbnail that's in the print dialog box is updated as you make changes, or was that another one of those features that was there before and I just didn't realize it?
No, we did make some changes later on with 1.5. So you always, of course, saw the on-screen proofed version of your image in the viewer. But after 1.5, we added the capability right in the print dialog, I think is what you're talking about. So in your print dialog, when you're actually seeing the little preview of what you're about to print, as you change the color sync profile, even in the print dialog, you will see a representation of how the colors are going to shift.
And, you know, I find that really handy. That's a really nice little feature. So, okay, so, you know, once you sort of have your screen set up the way that you want, and you're using ICC profiles, and a lot of the profiles now are automatically uploaded in the right place to your system when you load the driver. And, you know, just as a side note, one of the things I want to say is that if you're not doing your own profiling of your printer with, you know, extra hardware that you buy, then, you know, make sure that you get a printer that has profiles. And because I think, in all honesty, without profiles of some sort, either you doing them yourself or they coming with a printer, you really don't have much of a chance of having, you know, color matching. You're really in a hit or miss situation.
That's you're definitely going to be, you're going to do better with some level of color management than sort of just letting whatever the system decides to do happen. This does make it a bit more predictable. So definitely a plus if you can work with a display and a printer that have profiles available.
So now it's time to make a print. Okay, we are on screen stuff. I think there's some confusion, and I know I even get confused because I'm really managing two things. I'm managing the print dialog box in Aputure, and then there's the printer dialog boxes, a lot of times, a series of boxes that come with the print driver themselves. And sometimes I'm a little lost, as, you know, getting these things in concert.
Yeah, so there are, you're absolutely right. There's two places that you want to pay close attention to how your color management settings are configured. So let's say you've got this image, and we've chosen a specific profile to proof on screen. So now you've made the adjustments based on that exact printer that you're going to, and the image is now adjusted in a way that you're going to get the result you were hoping for. Now you go and you hit print. Very important now, in the print dialog in Aputure, there's a color sync profile pop-up menu. You want to go in and choose that same profile. This is what it's all about, right? We have to have consistency. So you proofed on screen against a profile. You want to choose that same profile now in the print dialog so that the appropriate conversions are made when you send the data to the printer. Now, you set that right there in Aputure, but each printer driver generally has color management settings that you can further configure, and what we want to make sure of is that those settings don't conflict with the settings that you just set up in Aputure. So inside Aputure's print dialog, there's a printer settings button, and when you click that, that's when you're getting to, you'll see this, it's a very familiar set of dialogues. It's the real printer driver for your particular HP or your Epson or your Canon, whatever you happen to be printing to. So in there, that's where you go and you set things like the paper type and other printer settings. One of those settings generally is color management, or sometimes it's called color sync, and this is where you can get into trouble. You want to make sure that in the printer driver software, you have turned off any of the color management settings. You don't want to just say that it's leave it system managed, because you just told Aputure that you wanted it to manage it, not the operating system. You don't want the printer driver software itself to be applying further color corrections. That's going to change what you had just sent out from Aputure. So the tricky part here is that the different printer drivers for the various printers that are available from all the major vendors, they're all a little bit different. These print dialogues are a little bit different in each one of them. You want to either set this to application managed color, meaning, hey, printer driver, don't do anything to this picture. Just let Aputure send the data exactly as it's sending it. Or you want to set that to no color management. Now, this is the tricky part, because that seems counterintuitive. Why is, you know, Epson telling me to turn off color management when the whole point of this whole process was to keep the whole thing managed? What we're saying there is is that the printer driver doesn't need to do any active color management. Just let Aputure do its job. So generally, if you're trying to print out of Aputure and you're getting color results that don't seem right, usually it's because there's a conflict. You've told Aputure to use one color profile, and then in the printer driver, there's some other color sync setting that's conflicting with that. It's either applying the same profile twice, or it's applying a different profile, or it's doing some color tweak that the printer software is adding to the image. So go into printer settings, make sure all of that's turned off, and then Aputure will use the appropriate profile to send the image to the printer.
A lot of times with color management, it's reminding ourselves of stuff we already know. When you're looking at a backlit image on your Mac, especially if you're looking on a beautiful cinema display, that's different than a reflective image that comes off. So there are just not only the inherent differences in terms of limitation with ink and different paper qualities and so forth, you're just talking about two different types of media here.
Absolutely. I think this is one of the things about color management that's a little bit misunderstood is everyone would love this sort of fantasy world where because I have color sync doing its job, everything will always automatically look the same no matter what device I send it to. Well, as you were saying, the physics behind it just don't make that possible. The way of building an image in a printer and displaying one on screen is different. There are colors that one can show that the other can't. And so what we can do is make it as consistent as possible as to how we get from one to the other and show you what's going to happen. And wherever possible, you know, translate from one device to the other so that what can be reproduced the same is. But to a certain degree, you're going to have to kind of know where you're going and then work your images accordingly.
Now, do you mind? I want to shift gears for a second and talk a little bit about on export, because this is another area, too, where color management comes into play. And I think there's also some confusion about what settings to make when you're exporting an image out of Aputure.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about that, because that is the third area now where color management touches you in Aputure. So on-screen proofing, number one. Printer dialog, number two, and then finally number three is when you export. So you've taken your image that you've adjusted, and maybe it started out as a raw image, or even if it didn't, if it was TIFF or JPEG, you're now going to go out to some format. And that format is probably going to be a JPEG or a TIFF, or maybe a PSD file, and you have to make all these decisions now when you do your export. We have a lot of presets where this is all, you know, set up for you automatically, but you can create your own presets. You're deciding what the resolution of the image is going to be, the size, all of that, all of those, whether it's going to have a watermark on it. One of those other options now in your export is the color sync profile that will be used. So on the fly, as you're exporting this image, as you're making this resulting JPEG or TIFF, you get to tell Aputure which color sync profile to use, and it's going to convert the image to that profile and embed that profile in it, so that depending upon what the destination of that file is, you can save it in a format that's going to result in the best possible, you know, display or output of that image. So a couple of things to keep in mind there. One is remember that that's saved with the export preset. So we give you a bunch of presets, but you may want to use one of our presets, for example, full-size JPEG. But instead of the profile being Adobe 1998 RGB, maybe you want it to be the profile that is for your particular color lab that you send your files to. So what you want to do is you want to duplicate that preset or go in and edit it so that the preset includes the color sync profile that you want. So this is a very, very powerful feature when it comes to producing outputted files for a specific lab, because most good labs will actually provide you with up-to-date profiles for their specific devices. And some of them are updated very regularly. Every week you may be able to get an up-to-date profile. And by downloading those and installing them and then selecting those for export, you are going to be sending your service provider, you know, JPEGs or TIFFs that are going to look really good because they've been converted to their profile and the output's going to be really consistent.
Now, one last thing I want to talk about. As we create, you know, let's say that you see something in the print dialog, you know, when you're doing the on-screen proofing that you don't like. Is this a good use for creating a new version of that file? If you have to make those adjustments, if, you know, ColorSync can't and your printer can't do what you want to do, you know, is this another, you know, argument for the benefits of non-destructive editing and versioning?
Yeah, I think this is a great reason to create a version. So if you see a situation where you really need to create a sort of a different rendition of the same image, in order to get the print that you're looking for. But, you know, when you're going to do a slideshow of that, that includes that image, you don't want this, you know, differently adjusted version, right? So that would be the perfect time to say, make a new version, duplicate the version, keep all your adjustments in place, but now make the additional adjustments for print in this second version. And then you've got that one for print, and you can go ahead and use the other one for your slideshow or for any other use without having to change all your images and say, well, why do they look like that? Oh, because I was printing it to this device. So remember, there's really no cost for versions. We've talked about that before. You can kind of have a field day and make as many as necessary. So yeah, use a second version. You might crop it differently for a print anyway. So while you're doing that, you can also adjust it differently based on the profile and not really eat up additional hard drive space by doing that.
And I think at the end of the day, we're not talking about eliminating test prints. I think we're just talking about fewer test prints. And I've noticed that when I follow some of the things that we're talking about today, I can get close to what I want in one or two test prints. I used to spend all night. And, you know, and it did become the trail of tears between my computer and the printer because you almost dreaded what was going to come out. Yeah. So why don't you just recap the three major things again, and then we'll send people off to the printer and see what they can do.
Okay. So with an aperture, you think about color management. You're thinking about on-screen proofing. You're thinking about your print dialogue and setting the proper profile there. And then when you export images, anytime you're making a TIFF or a JPEG, always remember that one of the questions that needs answering is, you know, what profile am I attaching to this image? That's always an option that you need to give consideration to. But that's really it. Those are the only places where you really have to think about the color management. Now, the one caveat, the umbrella over this entire discussion, is that everything that we just talked about is only as good as the calibration that you've done to your screen and to your printing device or any other device that you're using to view the images. So in order to trust what you see with your eyes when you look at the screen, you really have to have a calibrated display. And in order for that print profile to really be completely valid, you really should be doing your own profile. And, you know, there are products that are available that allow you to, you know, really do high-quality calibration of your display and of your printer. And really, the whole color management story only holds together if you've done that work. If you just, you know, take your Mac and just use the sort of default way that the cinema display is set up and you don't go any further than that, you really can't trust what you see because the lighting conditions in the room, the number of hours that the display has been on, all of these things are changing the way the colors are rendered. And, you know, if you're going to use color management, you kind of have to go for the whole ball of wax and make sure that you do have a calibrated system from end to end.
Those are great tips, Joe. Thanks so much. And I'm going to go fire up the printer.
Okay, thanks, Derek.
The Inside Aperture podcast is produced by O'Reilly Media. To learn more about Aperture, be sure to visit digitalmedia.oreilly.com/aperture for articles, tutorials, blogs, and podcasts. This show is produced on a Mac using Soundtrack Pro. See you next time.